Hey everybody, just some quick updates while we're on hiatus as a show. We should be back by around July 18th or July 20th. I'm working on a couple of good interview lines up. A couple of good interview lineups, you know, some good people that we're going to chat with when we come back. So again, July 18th, July 20th, thereabouts. Hopefully you're enjoying your summer. And we appreciate seeing that this show is top 30 in many countries for the daily news category. And, you know, continue to spread the word. That episode, Chrome Club, goes into how these freaks in D.C. are addicted to adrenochrome. You know, that stuff is 100% fact. 100% demonstrable fact. It was in their emails. They've hinted about it for years. What was the purpose of Epstein Island? Why did many of the kids never return from the island? Why were there dental chairs and restraints shipped to the island? You know, these people torture kids. They eat them. They're cannibals. They're pizza heads. They're total pizza heads, folks. And if these pizza heads didn't want us to fully expose them for our multi-million view account over on TikTok and from this top 30 show, if they didn't want to be exposed, they should have honestly left our crypto alone. As we bring every single one of you down, you elites can blame two people. Larry Fink. Larry Fink, who resembles the clown emoji on iPhone. On iOS, this fucking guy literally looks like the clown emoji. That's what his face looks like in his haircut. He was born into his money. How many times can he use his inherited money to crater crypto? I don't know. Maybe one more time, two more times. Every time crypto takes off, is some rich asshole like Larry Fink, who's beholden to the establishment, is he going to dump out on our crypto? Maybe so, but every time he'll lose money. We haven't given up on crypto. None of us have abandoned it. It was just an attack against us, right? They dump out, they trash this thing Luna and use that to kind of create a contagion. And then the media swings against crypto really hard. Ultimately, nobody's given up on it. Peer-to-peer money, that's what crypto is. Peer-to-peer money, person-to-person. And if you're saying we can't interact person-to-person, that we need some Finky or some Rothschild hag in the middle of every single transaction we make, nope, no deal. It's going to be a no from me, dog, as Randy Jackson used to say on American Idol. It's going to be a no from me, dog. And so as I expose these pizza heads with more viral videos on TikTok, and more articles read by literally hundreds of thousands of people per week, I do so with no hesitation and no regret. You should have left our crypto the fuck alone. You literal clown. Larry Fink, again, looks like a literal clown, was, you know, an inheritor of his money. Fiat has no proof of work component. Millions of us don't respect it because there's no proof of work. Goofballs like Finky and John Podesta, for that matter, can just inherit the bulk of their money. No effort, no mining process. And the rest of us look at that and we go, hey, that's not fair. That's not fair monetary creation. And so, yeah, as I fully out the pizza heads and all their occult beliefs, all of it, we leave no threads unraveled. And just know that you folks deserve it. 2 years of this abuse by a bunch of old pizza heads in D.C., you old boomer pizza heads have completely lost the plot. Absolutely fucking lost the plot. So thank you so much, everybody who's a fan. Make sure you get the newsletter because even in hiatus, I'm sending out some interesting updates. Link and profile to the newsletter. And I'm happy that the little price increase due to inflation, nobody cares. We're getting more subscribers than before we did the price increase, ironically. Maybe it's some kind of like signal that the newsletter has value. Right now that it costs more money, people want it more, which I find kind of weird, but people are perverse. Speaking of perverse, these fucks at the top are pizza heads. They could have spent their money on anything. Elon Musk trying to get us to Mars in his lifetime, a noble goal. Larry Fink isn't trying to get us to Mars. He's just trying to cave in your precious crypto and looks like a literal clown. John Podesta isn't trying to get us to Mars or even the moon. He's not trying to help humanity. We read this goddamn guy's emails. We read this fucker's emails. See, it would all be just kind of speculation if not for the WikiLeaks. The Hillary Clinton WikiLeaks in conjunction with John Podesta's WikiLeaks emails that came out about 2 years later changed the world. These are just people. What makes them powerful is they inherited their money. I think metaphysically they've actually atrophied. They've just got money. They don't even have dark metaphysics anymore. They don't even have that in their corner. Just lots of money. Hey, if you use your money to cave in crypto, again, how many times can you do that? Because you're going against the economic interests of about 200 million people. And they sit there and they hold and they buy some cheap coins as you dent in their favorite asset class. They buy some cheap coins, but then it recovers. And then you look like the fucking literal clowns you are. Thank you guys so much.
You're listening to Fulcrum News, real news from America and around the world. FulcrumNews.com/subscribe to get our premium membership and updates via email.